friends. It is Tuesday afternoon, the 23rd. Hope everybody is having a good day so far. I am currently sitting outside. It is a balmy 46 degrees here, which is a lot warmer than it's been. And I'm taking advantage of it by sitting on like a lawn chair on our deck surrounded by snow and in my winter coat and hat. But it's actually pretty nice and it's sunny. And I decided I would record another podcast episode. I had an idea of talking a little bit about my journey to becoming a lawyer. Again, not sure if this will be, I keep saying this, whatever. If you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, you're not. It's all good. I thought that might be something interesting to talk about because it is, we haven't really talked about it a lot, and it's pretty central, I think, to my identity and who I am. So let me think where I should start. I've always liked debating and been like super analytical. So that's just been like a defining feature for me. As soon as I got to high school, I joined the debate team, obviously. Was super into it. Then in the summer of 2002, so between my sophomore and junior years of high school, I did a summer program at Columbia, which I think I've mentioned on the podcast before in a different context, but the class that I took there was called Leadership in Law. It was like a terrible class. It was supposed to be like super intensive and like rigorous or something like that. It was literally like we learned how to write a resume. We had like nothing to write a resume about. People like talked about the legal profession. Like honestly, like we visited a courthouse. That's all I remember. And we didn't have any homework. So it was really great for that summer because I got to like experience life in New York from like a social perspective, and I didn't really have a lot of work dragging me down. And as I've talked before, that was just like one of the happiest summers I've had. Just like grew a lot as a person, I think, and just had a lot of awesome experiences. But yeah, I didn't learn anything about law except that it actually seemed like way more boring than I had thought. So it kind of turned me off of the idea of being a lawyer. Like I didn't really want to argue in a courtroom and like, I don't know, just none of it seemed really particularly appealing. So that was that. And then the next summer, and then I also, like, around that time, like, I kind of stopped being as interested in debate team as well. I sound like such a nerd. Okay, I forgot to mention that in the summer between freshman and sophomore year, in addition to doing that trip, outdoor adventure trip hiking in the Alps for a month, I also did a two-week debate camp in the U.S. I don't even remember where it was, like Michigan maybe? Missouri? I don't know. So I did that. So that was also like kind of law-esque, but something that somebody who becomes a lawyer might do. So anyways, I did that debate camp. The next summer did that leadership in law program. And by that point, I said, that summer at Columbia program was like not very good and made me think I wouldn't really enjoy being a lawyer. And I was also like around that time just kind of getting bored with the debate team stuff because I feel like this was my like major issue. It was that when you debate like a topic like for a debate team. Like, you know, is it moral for countries to possess nuclear weapons? Like on the one hand, nuclear weapons are obviously bad. On the other hand, maybe they're obligated to have them to protect their citizens now that they exist in the world. So whatever, like that would be a debate topic. I mean, you could literally argue anything and there's no right answer. And it just kind of becomes, it's not tethered to reality at all. Like you could argue with these like vague concepts of what is justice or what is morality. And it just felt like very, I don't know, vague. And also like I wasn't doing as well as I had when I first joined the debate team, so I was like losing interest quickly because I wasn't performing as well as I wanted to be. I thought I had like a really strong start, and then I thought I was just gonna like power through and like win all this stuff, and I really did not. Anyways, so I was kind of like going off of the whole like law debate team stuff. And instead I was kind of focusing more on like academic stuff, I guess. Like I started writing a lot better. I mean, my high school was really good at teaching analytical writing skills and critical thinking skills. And I don't know, I just felt like I like blossomed there, learned to write really well. And so I was, and it was like an English class or an history class. So I kind of like got more into this mode of academia, junior year. And then the summer between junior and senior year, I did another very not super cool summer program, which was a 3-week course at Stanford for college credit, a philosophy class. And that's actually where I met my friend Kimmy, who I'm still friends with, who may or may not join us at some point on the podcast. But anyway, so that was like a totally different summer experience. The class was like incredibly intensive. We had like 5 or 6 hours of class a day. I don't know, maybe like 5 hours of class a day. And we had tons of homework every night. We were writing essays. And I also like loved it. And I was like, whoa, like, you can write, I don't know, just like the it's hard to describe. I guess I'm not living up to what I said about how great my critical thinking skills were when I learned them in Milton. They, like, just the care with which you needed to craft an argument and how precise you needed to be and how you had to think through it from every angle and, like, how you had to like respond to every counter argument. I just loved that. And I just loved the program. Like I was just kind of blown away by the sophistication of the professors and like each essay. I just like stayed up all night. I was like really into it. Stayed up all night writing. And I just like, it was just like a really good academic experience for me, an intellectual experience, and kind of gave me what I liked about debate team in terms of the, like really like getting deep on like every argument and counter argument, but you didn't have like the time limits or the performative aspect. It was really just about the intellectual exercise. I think I really thrived there. So that was a good experience. And then but again, that didn't really lead me necessarily to law. So I was like, maybe I would major in philosophy if I was in college. Maybe I could go into academia. But at the same time, I think when I was in, as I was like finishing high school, I started feeling like the academic stuff, whether it was philosophy or like English or history, wasn't totally satisfying because like I didn't really like the rubber never hit the road. Like there wasn't like a practical component. It was all about it was just all very abstract and like it never. It was almost like overwhelming or stressful in like the level of abstraction that you could use to talk about like philosophy or literature or history. And I don't think abstraction is the right word. I guess I just didn't like see what the point was. That's a better way of saying it. Like who cares if like we interpret this historical event this way or that way, or who cares if we, you know, if we take this philosophical position or this philosophical position. It kind of, it felt like intellectually it was an enjoyable exercise, but it felt kind of pointless in the bigger picture. And that's how I kind of felt when I started college. And I feel like for whatever reason, maybe it was just the people I was surrounding myself with, but in college, I feel like a lot of people were that I knew were like very academic. Like they were really interested in like delving into the archives and finding like primary source material and discussing like theories of, you know, how to write about history and just like being very, like very, very academic in a way that to me just like wasn't interesting or enjoyable, even though like this is when I started realizing that like I really like the process of making an argument or of like analytical thinking, but I'm not really an intellectual person in the sense that I like love to like learn new things or like, you know, I'm really interested in this history or this art or this culture. Like, I mean, I can read about it. It's interesting enough, but I don't really care. And it's more like the analytical process that I enjoy, as opposed to like any kind of body of knowledge in and of itself. So that was kind of a key insight that I got as I went through college. And at that point, I was a history major. And one of the reasons that I became a history major is because it felt less abstract than like philosophy. Because it's, you know, it's grounded in actual facts, actual information. So you're kind of feel like you're not just like debating these abstract topics that like could really go either way. Again, like what is morality? What is justice? How should we think about like the meaning of life? Like, I don't know. I mean, there's just like a million different answers and you can make arguments for any of them. So I decided to, so anyways, that's why I decided to be a history major, but then history was like pretty good, you know, cause it was more grounded in reality, but it also, like, I was only interested in the general sense of like, oh, like, let's find out kind of what the main stories of history were and not like, how do you do like research or how do you basically become a historian? So I like would get like frustrated when that was more of the focus, was kind of learning the kinds of ways that like a PhD student would learn as opposed to just like getting a general liberal arts kind of education. My parents always make fun of me for like not actually knowing that much history, despite being a history major, which I think is because there just weren't a lot of like broad survey type classes. Anyways, so when I finally did decide that I wanted to go to law school, and it was always like swimming around as like something I might do, but then at some point I was like, okay, let's just take the LSAT and see how I do, and then like, I don't know, whatever, kind of go from there. The LSAT is the law school admissions exam, for those of you who are not aware. But then, like, as the more I was thinking about it, the more I realized that I felt like law school would be, like, this perfect fit for me because I could be really analytical and make all these arguments, but because they'd be grounded in, like, the text of a statute or, you know, some kind of case law, it would not be just, like, you could say anything about justice or morality or whatever. So it was more of the analytical process than you have and more of, like, that pure fun of, like, making an argument and a counter-argument. And like more so than you would do in an academic setting, but it was also very grounded in like the facts of a case or like in something specific. So that was kind of my journey. And then I remember writing my admissions essay to law school and like talking about how I didn't like the abstraction of philosophy, but like history didn't have enough of like the like debate kind of flair that I liked and how law school was like this perfect medium, middle ground. And then, I mean, law school was pretty much like exactly what I expected and wanted it to be. Law practice is kind of another story. That's like a whole nother thing about how I kind of thought of myself as somebody who was definitely going to do litigation and was like really, because again, I thought of myself as like somewhat intellectual. I almost went into academia. So I thought like I would definitely want to do litigation where you like write briefs and you explore case law. And I thought that, you know, doing transactional work would be more something that somebody was more like with more like a business mind or background would want to do. And that wasn't really me. But when I actually started practicing, I ended up hating litigation. I felt like writing briefs was very, I don't know, it was like stressful. It was like writing an essay for school. Like you had to do all this research, which I didn't like doing. Again, you're kind of just like making abstract arguments that could go either way. And you're not, I don't know. So I just didn't like it. Cause I think what I didn't realize was, that I didn't go to law school cause I care about the law or I'm really interested in the law. I'm more, like I've said before, like it's more of the way of thinking and the kind of like analytical approach that really resonates with me. So it was only when I switched to transactional work that everything kind of clicked, because when you do transactional work, obviously, like when you're negotiating a transaction between two parties or however many parties, there's still, there are obviously like laws that act as constraints and that you have to be aware of when you're drafting. But a lot of what you're doing is really like putting together just the agreement of the two parties, which is like not necessarily that it's constrained by the law, but there's a lot of open space where it's really just about what the parties want. And it's, and basically your job is to reflect as accurately as possible what the parties want, how they want to allocate risk, and think through all the ways that they, you know, all the things that could happen and how they would want to allocate responsibilities in those cases and outline exactly what the services are that are being provided. And you're really just crafting this like logical map, like almost this computer program to guide that will spit out kind of answers for different situations when people need to look at the contract. Sorry about that. I got briefly interrupted because my mom just came home from her daily walk and happened upon me on the porch. Sorry about that. Anyways, I was saying that the reason I like the transactional work is because you're kind of creating this blueprint for the parties for their relationship with one another or what's going to happen in this transaction going forward. And like I said, it's kind of like writing a computer program almost, and you have to be that precise and that clear. And it's like fitting together these pieces of a puzzle in an analytical way. And it's also like about writing in a very clear way. And then it's also about negotiating. So actually, I feel like transactional lawyers end up arguing in a way much more and in a much more interesting way for me than litigation lawyers do. So when you're a litigator, you're arguing in front of a court, basically, or you're arguing in briefs. And so everything is going through this third person intermediary that you have to kind of like make some argument that they're going to like. But when you're a transactional lawyer and you're negotiating a contract, you're speaking directly with the counterparty, the party on the other side of the agreement or the parties, and you're just hammering it out to kind of get something done. So you actually get to have like a much more interesting, in my view, negotiation that isn't about like convincing some third party of something, but it's about how do we each kind of maximize our client's needs while also taking into account the other side's needs. Because obviously, you know, both sides want to get the deal done. Yeah, so I don't know. It's less adversarial, but it's more, there's more of that back and forth, I feel like. And just those kinds of conversations where you kind of explain your position and you kind of are able to find some solutions like, well, this is what's important to my client. That's what's important to your client. Well, how do we phrase it in a way that we, you know, get both concerns addressed? Or, you know, here's five reasons why, like, we're not comfortable with the way that you're suggesting to work through it. I don't know. So those are all things I really liked and I think were a much better fit for me than regular litigation work. So that's my little spiel on career stuff. I don't know if I was as clear as I would want to be about kind of all the little twists and turns there. But that's kind of a broad overview. I guess hey, everyone. Just realized that I ended the podcast on, I just got cut off at the end there. Well, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, just wanted to wrap up and say thanks for listening. I'll probably talk more about my experiences with kind of, I guess, yeah, this like intellectual journey, figuring out what my career path would be, figuring out what type of law I wanted to practice, and yeah, and also I think I'd want to talk more about my experiences growing up, and like some of the summer programs in particular, and also my experience in high school. So there's a lot of fertile ground to explore. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.